previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, we're back talking all things National Chili Eating Contest and Chili Festival. It is, of course, Charlie T and Lee from Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. No Wayne this morning, but we are joined by Brett Clainance, who's the co-event organizer and MC of the contest and Chili Festival. So, Brett, we started off by chatting about the competition. Now let's just chat about how normal people like myself and Charlton, who aren't competitors or contestants, might want to get involved. If we wanted to, in our personal capacities, wanted to build up a tolerance, you know, to spicy or chili-related challenges, where would we start?
It's as simple as running. So we're all runners, Yasi.
It seems like you've also had a retina detachment, Brett.
So it's when you start, you go. I mean, if I get out and I haven't run for years, I'll go for a run. I might make 500 meters and then I'm done.
Yeah.
So same with a chili. You're gonna start out with not even a jalapeno, milder than a jalapeno, a green pepper.
Yeah. Okay.
And then.
Oh no! That is now really like.
Yeah.
Just
no, there are people actually. There are people that will actually burn the green pepper.
No, seriously.
There's no. The Scoville units are zero, but yeah. I think it's a mental block. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then obviously, then you move up to maybe closer to a jalapeno and heat, and then maybe go for that for a while, 2-3 weeks down the line, try maybe a bird's eye, maybe a month in, have a habanero.
Now, Brett, let's say someone's entering this competition, or just you happen to visit someone and you're eating something very strong, like the chilies, by way of example. Is there a way to neutralize that? Often we hear stories of water, maybe milk. Are you involved with this? What's the best way to?
Yeah, so, I mean, capsaicin, which you obviously find in a chili, is an oil. So, trying to wash it away with water is not going to do much.
Gotta help,
it's just going to. We learned that in science in school, if I remember.
Yeah.
Barely remember, but I did remember that they don't mix. So, you're going to want to wash it away with something. Oily,
yes.
But not greasy.
Yeah, also not a cola.
No, anything fizzy. I mean, the beer and all that before the competition is not a good idea to start off with.
And something hot also seems to exacerbate the heat. So if you're having something chilly, I just find if you then try and wash it down with tea, coffee, it makes it worse.
I'm the opposite. I hate it. I hate the sensation. But then again, people have chilly coffee and stuff, and I can't stand. I can't stand that sensation of the hot and the burn at the same time.
But, this is what I'm saying. It's
some
like the hot makes
tea.
It worse.
Yes, yeah. But it makes it worse for me.
Yes,
absolutely.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have had people that say that they drink a warmish tea and it helps.
So talking about your preferences, what is your favorite chili infused dish? Charlton, I can tell you right off the bat, loves a roti. He loves curry type of chili.
Yes.
He loves a bunny chow. He loves a samosa.
Yes.
All that Indian aromatic kind of chili infused.
I love samosas. In actual fact, if you let me know where the best samosas are in P, I will go there, because when I buy a samosa, it's literally Where is the heat?
Where's the bite?
There's nothing. It's very rare that you can buy a samosa.
Yeah, you want something with
something with a bite to it. So I love my samosas.
You want the samosa bite?
I want the samosa bite. Did I say that right?
You get that right.
I enjoy making my pots at home. We braai a lot. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, I don't like putting chilies in the pot necessarily, but I love the powder. I will use different powders. So we've got, I must grow over 100 different chilies.
Do you have gunpowder?
Gunpowder? No, that didn't work. There's gunpowder the following morning. But so I'll add a powder. If I'm doing chilies, there are certain varieties I love. There's a variety called the Sugar Rush Peach, which I absolutely love. I've got a few in the bag that we can have a look at.
I saw Cornelius's ears prick up at the moment you said, I've got a few in the bag.
Yes, a few in the bag, yeah.
Okay.
So there's from the, I've got some mild ones for you, Lee, if you want to have a go. And then we also have some Carolina Reapers, some Scorpions.
Oh, that's more up Charlton's alley.
A minute, that's why the cameras are up this morning. In studio.
We will give it a try. Brett, just to round things off, just once more, the details, please.
Yes.
Where is the competition taking place? Where is the festival taking place? And where can people find more details?
So more details, you can check out Bay Chili's Port Elizabeth on our Facebook page. All the details will be there. It's all over social media. I'm sure people have bumped into it at the moment. My wife does all the other social media stuff, so she probably should be here.
Okay.
But it'll be on Saturday at African Skies, Nassau Road. It's in Thieskum. The event starts at 12 and it finishes at, well, officially 6, but I think some of these competitors will push hard.
And it's going to push hard. And it's, trust me.
It's the event, the actual
sorry, he just opened that door there.
Because the chili, that competition starts at 5:30.
Yeah.
Meant to finish at 6, but I'm assuming it's going to go well past half past 6, if not closer to 7.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
if the Facebook
come and there's a beer tent, there's to come chill and relax and enjoy the day. Yeah.
I was going to say, if the Facebook posts or anything to go by, it looks like it is a lot of fun, something well worth visiting.
Absolutely, wow, it's going to be awesome. Also, and the weather's cleared. It was looking like a bit iffy with the rain, but the wind's died down. We watch it like a hawk 2 weeks in advance, and the rain's gone. Everything looks fantastic, good to go.
Awesome. Nice. Brett, thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you on the other side of the camera when Charlton tastes that Reaper. Brett Claynance, co-event organizer and MC of the National Chili Eating Contest and Chili Festival.
Thanks, Brett.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.